This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York. Currently, employees in the U.S. under the age of 50 can save up to $18,000 a year in a 401k account. But proposals in Washington tied to the Republican tax bill could reduce that amount substantially, and it has the financial industry very concerned. Ann Turgeson covers retirement for the Wall Street Journal and joins us to discuss. So, Ann, this is all part of efforts to raise revenue to offset reductions in the individual tax rates?
Right. So Congress is getting ready to introduce a tax bill. The Republicans need to, if they want to cut tax rates, which it seems that's the gist of what they want to do, they need to find money to offset the revenue they're going to lose that way.
And one proposal being floated would cap the amount people under 50 can contribute to their 401k to $2,400. That's a dramatic drop. They're likely to see a lot of political opposition to that.
Well, so what it is actually it's for all people, not just people up to age 50. There would be a cap on the amount that you can save pre-tax. So currently, most 401ks operate such that when you put money in, you get a tax deduction, right? So if you put $18,000 in a year, which is the maximum you can put in if you're under 50, you get a tax deduction for $18,000. So that, that's a substantial incentive to save. So what they're talking about doing is actually capping that the pre-tax amount that you can save, the amount of a tax deduction that you can get at that $2,400 level, or maybe not exactly $2,400. I think the amount is under discussion, but at some smaller level, and then saying, and then you can save the rest of it in something called a Roth 401k, where you put the money in, you don't get a tax break, but the money grows over time tax-free. So what they're essentially doing is trying to shift some of the revenue that they currently get from people when they start taking money out of their 401k in retirement. You have to pay taxes at this point. Well, what they're trying to do is shift some of that revenue into the present.
So people over 50 could contribute up to $24,000 per year. These new rules would affect them also?
Yeah. Yeah. So what they're talking about doing is just having this like bifurcated system where, the first some amount, maybe $2,400, some amount that they have yet to determine will be allowed to go into a pre-tax account with, where you get a tax deduction. And when you take that money out in the future, you pay taxes when you take it out. The rest of the money, you put it in without the deduction, but when you take it out, it's tax-free.
As pointed out in your and Richard Rubin's story in the Wall Street Journal, Americans have saved about $7.5 trillion in 401k accounts, in addition to about $8.5 trillion in IRAs. But still, a large percentage of Americans haven't saved enough to maintain their standard of living in retirement.
Well, it depends on who you talk. Who you talk to about this, and there's a lot of controversy over whether we really have a retirement crisis or not. I think the evidence is pretty clear that some portion of the population hasn't done a very good job of saving and is going to end up having a lower standard of living in retirement. It's just unclear how big that portion of the population is.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with the Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson about proposed changes to the 401k contribution limits, and you're listening to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Welcome back, everybody. Now, Ann, there's an item in your journal story that says that lawmakers may also make changes to an underused tax credit that acts like a government match to retirement savings. What is that about?
Well, it's kind of unclear. A lot of the details are unclear, but there is some discussion about possibly if they end up cutting back on the amount you can save pre-tax, that there might be some enhancement of what's called the Savers Credit, which currently provides some kind of credit, tax credit, not a deduction, but a tax credit, which is more generous to people whose incomes are below certain thresholds who make contributions to retirement accounts. So the idea being that that while they might end up taking away some of the tax deduction that people could currently get, certain people with lower incomes could then qualify for this credit, which might make up for some of the what they're going to lose.
Right, right. Now, all these are proposed changes, but even so, they have spooked the financial industry as well as groups like AARP.
A lot of these groups have banded together. It's interesting. Employer-backed groups, AARP, which is the lobby for older Americans, retirees, and thirdly, the financial services industry, which really doesn't like this. There's a lot of concern about, if you change the system so that you're partially you're cutting back on immediate tax incentives to save, is that going to cause people to save less? So obviously the financial service industry doesn't like the idea that people are going to save less because they earn their money on fees when people, you know, invest.
And a lot of opponents of these proposals, they say that all but the wealthy would wind up cutting their contributions. What's behind that line of thinking?
Right. So this is unclear. And some academic studies have actually concluded the opposite, that people may save more. It's hard to know exactly what's gonna happen. But the thinking is that, you know, currently if you're in the 25% bracket and you save $1,000 in your 401k, you currently save $250 in taxes. So that $250 you save in taxes offsets the $1,000 you're saving, so that your net cost of putting that money in your 401k is $750. But in the future, you know, if you're forced to save after tax money, you want to save $1,000, you're going to have to save $1,000. Your take home pay goes down by $1,000. So the thinking is that, you know, if people want to preserve their current paycheck, their current take home pay, that, you know, they may end up cutting back on the amount that they're going to save.
Well, the road from here to a finalized tax reform, which could include some combination of changes to retirement savings account contributions, is probably several miles long. But with the House and Senate passing their own versions of a budget, that puts us on that road. That's the Wall Street Journal's Ann Turgeson joining us in our studio. And thanks so much for helping us turn all this tax talk into plain English.
Oh, you're welcome.
It really does help.
Well, thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Your Money Matters. I'm J.R. Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.
Is Alexa part of your life? Then make Your Money Matters part of your flash briefing on the Amazon Echo. The Wall Street Journal. Listen ambitiously.